welcome. You are listening to Linda Sims, and my program today is called A Voice of a People, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. And remind you, it can be on your cell phone, iPhone, tablets, or your regular computers in your home. And you will have that app on your phone until you remove it. But that way you can hear all the great programs that we have to offer here on WWGH. Also, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 309 Suite A, North Main Street, here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and it goes like this: free produce market every second Saturday of every month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Location, once again, Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All you need to do is show up and give the number of people in your family. So mark your calendars for September, because August has already passed. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-0939. And to those of you who are faithful listeners and supporters of A Voice of a People, thank you. I have a thought for you today, words of wisdom from the desk of Linda. And it goes like this: if you realized how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought. Now, that's really something to think about, isn't it? Never. And they say never say never, right? It may happen every now and then, but if you realize how detrimental negative thoughts can be, you can turn that all around by thinking of something positive. Because your thoughts are powerful. They can make you or break you. So let's keep the positive going strong. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Clarissa Myers.
Hello.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm so glad you could find time in your busy schedule to be my guest today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and we always appreciate the opportunity to get to spread our word and tell people about all the fun stuff that we have going on downtown.
Right. I like the way you said that. Fun stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still enjoying the summer weather, right?
Sunshine. Yes, yes. And we got a few more things going on to be able to enjoy that sunshine. So.
Well, great, great. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Clarissa.
Okay.
Because you're new to this job, right?
Well, I've been with them for a little over a year and a half
okay.
Now. So I guess you could still call me new. I'm okay with that. That way, if I make a mistake, then I can blame it on being new, right?
Like people say, oh, I'm from out of town.
Yeah.
You
know? Yes, that's right.
Right.
So I have actually been in Marion for almost 9 years now.
Okay.
I'm originally from Bucyrus. I came here for cosmetology school.
Okay.
I started commuting here on a daily basis for school. I went downtown to the State Beauty Academy, and was really just kind of overwhelmed by how much life I had here. I began almost living out of my car. I was having baskets and hampers and things, so I didn't have to drive. I'd get off of school and go to work, mm-hmm. and then, you know, leave work and then want to hang out with my friends. And I just kind of had developed a life here. And okay. and so I wanted to move here. So I did. And at that point, I started doing hair. I had waited tables at a local business downtown. I worked okay. at the warehouse while I was in beauty school, and that helped pay my way through. So right. a couple of local businesses that helped develop me as a professional, which is really an awesome thing to be able to right. say. Right. And then after that, I worked, I still do hair, actually. I do that part-time, and I worked at a local salon, and then now I work at a different one. I work at Visible Changes. Now, I was at the first one for 5 years, okay. and I'm going on my fourth year at the one I am at currently. With that being said, I think part of what developed my love for downtown is, you know, being from that small town environment where, you know, you simply can't drive through Bucyrus without driving through downtown.
True.
I have a lot of really great memories growing up in that area, and, you know, from riding our bikes to the local little knickknack stores and getting candy and also, you know, having events down there and, right. and walking around and there's open green space there, kind of similar to Founders Park and in that area, and just a lot of great connections.
Okay.
My family also owns a small local business in Bucyrus. My grandparents own a drive-thru there. And that's called Earhart's Drive-Thru. And so I just have seen, you know, kind of all the ins and outs of small, hardworking businesses and what an effect they can truly have on the economy mm-hmm. and our lifestyles and our families. And so when this job was presented to me, it was kind of like, wow, this is a no-brainer for me. It really fits all the pieces to my puzzle. My husband also owns a small business. He has a construction company okay. called Myers Renovations. And so, you know, it just made sense. I could see the momentum we have moving in the community, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Great.
Yes.
Great. And like you said, from Bucyrus, is there any difference between Bucyrus downtown and Marion downtown?
Well, I think a little bit. For one, it's about half the size. Marion's a little bit bigger. So.
I was there a couple weeks ago at the gyro place.
Oh, okay. Yeah, little Athens. Yeah, yes, it's very Athens. Good. That's actually, it's a real struggle for me to find a good gyro, however you want to say that.
Or gyro.
Yes, yeah,
that
I know, right?
because
I do love there so much. And yes, I mean, I don't, good. You know, when delicious. I'm home, I try to, you know, frequent some of those businesses as well. I also worked at Baker's Pizza when I was growing up all through high school. Okay. So when I say I was kind of raised on local businesses, I truly do mean that. I think that there's just something to be said for what that has to offer versus right. a box store. You know, there is certainly there's necessary placement for those as well. And they play obviously a huge role in our economy as well. Mm-hmm. But I just think that my heart lies with the small businesses.
Yes, because they are the ones that keep us going.
Yes.
Believe it or not, mm-hmm. they just truly are.
They are, and that's where you're going to find those unique services. You know, if it could be anything from, you know, a decoration in your house or a mm-hmm. clothing item or to a recipe. You know, that's where you're going to find somebody truly working hard to take care of your needs, you know.
Right, right.
You know, if your kid is in band and you know you need an instrument, you could easily order one online mm-hmm. or you could head downtown and go to Musicians One Stop and
that's
you could
true.
Actually get some hands-on with this equipment and be able to, you know, hear what's important about the quality and the mm-hmm. different brands, and you know, maybe also your child could be feeling other, you know, other instruments and seeing what they're interested in. There's
true.
A difference in what someone can offer you when they care
right.
and they slow down and take the time to see what is truly best for your needs versus just ordering something.
That's true. And you really said a mouthful because the internet is taking over.
Yes.
It's closing down stores everywhere. It is. Like you said, you know, how can you order an instrument unless you can actually feel it and touch it? And, you know, get an example or a read or something, or something that they have they can throw away.
And I, you know, and I'll be the first to admit, you know, for example, I have an Amazon membership, but there's that fits a certain need as well.
Yes, it does.
You know, I can order my little toothpickers really quick and I can get them in 2 days,
Isn't
you know.
Something?
So there's things like that that it makes sense to order, and there's things that it simply is not beneficial to you personally to go that route. And downtown businesses and small local shops are the ones who are going to represent that need the best.
That's true. And I remember back in the day, it was about catalogs, and you would get these catalogs in the mail, JCPenney's and Sears. You
yes,
know,
my grandma
stores.
Had them everywhere.
Yeah.
We would circle everything we needed. Right, that was like our Christmas list. That's how we did things, right? You know?
So it's like we're returning back to that.
Yes. You know? It's almost there. Yeah. There was a time when I can remember, you know, we would fill out like our clothes and things like that, but you know, you always ended up having to take them back and try them on.
Yes,
and so
yes,
it just really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do it that way either. But I, you know, I didn't think about the catalog in comparison, but that's a pretty accurate statement.
Yes, it sure is. I was thinking, wow, we're going back to that. And not only that, now you have businesses willing to deliver your food to your house, like Kroger's and Walmart.
Yes.
You know, just call and give them your list, and Wella is ready when you get there. Just
trunk. You know, you can pull up and they'll drop things off for you, right? But can you feel your oranges and your apples that way?
Can you
you know, can you really know what's on the back of your ingredient list to find out if it's what's fitting for your diet necessarily
and your
needs? You're still not getting that true experience. Mm-mm. Although there's something to be said for, you know, that kind of service being provided. It's still not getting you that hands-on experience. It's not going to deliver the same quality of product.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
And I think, now, the car show was not downtown this year, was it?
Which one? There was that. There was.
Last week, right?
Okay. Now I thought there was one with
on Main Street, I think it was.
Yes, and that is with the car lot there. And I believe that it did take place this past weekend. Yes, I will tell you when there's a private, you know, let's call them private business, hosting something like that. We will support those to the fullest. So we will, you know, we'll help market them and advertise for them on our Facebook page and things like that. However, we don't try to control them by any means. So
it's not one of your events.
Correct. So it doesn't mean that it's not just as wonderful or just as important. It's just not something we are doing particularly ourselves. So, and they actually had a couple of car shows. They had one earlier in the summer. I want to say maybe late spring, earlier in the summer. And then I think this one in particular this past weekend was supposed to be in support of Safety City, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
So a great cause. They're doing wonderful things at Main Street Motors, and I know that they have pretty great items down there too as far as their car goes. I know I don't know a whole lot about cars, so, and I don't want to be biased by any means, but it seems like they are very community oriented and appreciative of their customers. So I would say they probably do some pretty great business with people down there as well.
They probably do. I don't know anything about cars either. I just know, oh, I like that car. I didn't get that. My sisters have that though.
Well, we have responsibilities in our house, and cars are not mine. That falls into my husband's category. So I just am like, sure, I'll drive this one. This works for me.
Right. No arguments here, right?
Yes, right.
I understand that fully. You're like I am. I care less. Just something I can drive.
As long as it works, right? So gets me from A to B.
Right. So what we got going on in our near future?
Okay. So we've got quite a bit. So in our nearest future, this week we have some stuff going on. We actually have Third Thursday coming up this Thursday. So Third Thursday is a pretty cool event that we've been doing downtown for about 4 years now. It is ran by Brian Jester with JCR Studios. He does the production. He does a wonderful job. And Third Thursday was actually his brainchild. So Brian came to Downtown Marion, Inc. and said, I've seen other communities hosting these free concerts. I think I have some other people that could help me out if I were to take this on. Do you guys think that we could do this together? And of course, Downtown Marion, Inc. was thrilled with his suggestion. McDaniel Auto has been our headline sponsor every year. They've done a terrific job. And that headline sponsorship runs through the whole season. So we have 4 Third Thursdays, and they happen in May, June, July, and August. So this Third Thursday will be our final for the season. It'll be a great fun one. So that headline sponsorship they do really covers all of the kind of the maintenance and the ins and outs of, because you know we are a nonprofit, so we do run by sponsorship, and so we're very happy to partner with everyone who's in support. And then each event also hosts an event sponsor, which runs basically the band. It pays for the band every month. So this month we have Marion Community Credit Union, and the band is Roads to Roots. And we're really excited to have Marion Community Credit Union. They're excited to be there. They know this is our last one, so they're actually going to bring some fun stuff. They're going to bring some cornhole boards and some, I think they said, blow-up bowling and maybe some bubbles. And then we're also going to have Brandy Gatchell with Saturday in the Park in attendance as well. So she'll have some fun things for kiddos to be doing. Right. So that will start at 6 o'clock is when the music kicks off. And the music will end at 9 p.m. However, the event does coincide with the farmer's market. So the farmer's market actually runs every Thursday. Right, yes. Right. And that runs from 4 to 7 p.m. So we certainly encourage people to take advantage of the farmer's market. Come out, shop around, hang out. Brian Jester is very kind and does do some music for us early on. He actually starts to set up between usually noon and 1 o'clock. So by the time the people are there frequenting the farmer's market, he tends to run a little bit of sound and some music for people to be hanging out. And we have a food vendor this month. Our food vendor is going to be Tackett's Barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're excited to have them, another local business. So we have been able to support a couple of those throughout the season. So we earlier in the season we had Riverside Ice Cream, and we also had State of the Sandwich, which we always hear great feedback from them as well. Okay. So we did have one out of towner. We didn't find another food truck to fill 4 months in a row. And I think they were pretty well received. They were actually last month's, and they were called the Tasty Good. So we knew since we were going to have to outsource something, it needed to be something that wasn't competing with any of our other local businesses. Mm-hmm. We certainly don't want anyone to feel like we're bringing a business down here or to anything to frequent that would, kind of step on somebody else's toes. That's not what we're about.
I understand.
So the reason why we picked the Tasty Good was because of their menu. So their big thing is chicken, kind of fried chicken. And so I had this really yummy macaroni and cheese with fried chicken, and I remember it was good. So, but every one of our vendors, they've all done a wonderful job. I know when State of the Sandwich was there, they sold out. I mean, in Riverside Ice Cream, you just can't go wrong with their ice cream. And we see them all over town, which is really cool too. I know they got to do an open house at Ohio Health when they opened up their new lobby a few weeks ago, and we got
downtown
to see
Marion, right?
That one would have been in the winter when that one opened up. So the new lobby was opened up at Marion General. So when they did that, it was kind of a big grand opening, and Riverside Ice Cream came out, and Ohio Health provided ice cream to everybody. It was a really cool thing. They did a wonderful job. Yeah. So we're thrilled to be working with TAC at Southern Barbecue again. They always do a wonderful job. We've worked with them on a couple other events, and we know that they just always are a favorite. They're a community favorite. People love them, and we love working with them. So we're excited to offer them downtown for one evening. Yeah.
That's great.
The farmers market will run though until October. So just because we're over, just because our season is over, doesn't mean the farmers market is. They'll still be there at Founders Park, rain or shine. They do not cancel. They leave that up to their vendors whether they would like to be there or not. So I have seen it where it's been sprinkling before, and all the vendors were there, and plenty of people came down with their umbrellas and picked up their goods and then carried on. So I think that it is something that can be done. Now, you know, of course, they will leave that up to your own discretion if it's raining, but they won't cancel. So, and you can find more information on them at Facebook. They are the Marion, Ohio Market on Facebook. And then if you are interested in being a vendor, you can also find an application for the farmers market at our website, which is downtownmarion.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So I know there's always a lot of people at the farmers market.
Yes.
I have not taken the time to stop yet this year. Hopefully I will before they finish.
You'll regret it if you don't. They have just the coolest things.
Yes,
you know,
they do.
They've got a lot of food, of course, which is wonderful. And, you know, they've got the sweet corn and honey and vegetables and fruit, and everything that I've gotten there has been wonderful so far. But they also have invited some kind of cool vendors. So their rule is to be about 80% homemade, I believe.
Yeah.
And so you can get really neat things there, too. They have, there's a lady that comes sometimes. She makes these really cool hats, and she puts the state of Ohio on it. She'll put the shape of the state and all different prints and things. And actually, for every hat that she sells, she donates $5 to the Marion Police Department.
That's great.
And so I know that they've been really pleased for that. I think they said about every time she gets to $100, she takes it up to them, and they've been really grateful to work with her. She also sells her hats inside of Main Squeeze, which is on Church Street. So she's really doing some really cool things. So, and then we've also seen some ladies who make homemade leather goods.
Okay.
I know there's a ladies group from one of the churches downtown that also attends on a weekly basis, and they make homemade noodles. So kind of think outside of the box, because it does have some really great things to offer, but it also has some unique things that maybe you wouldn't think of at your typical farmer's market.
I'm glad there are people who still like to do those type of things.
Uh-huh.
I'm not one of them either. Homemade noodles.
I know.
Okay.
My mom loves homemade noodles.
Oh, really?
She does. And she still makes them. She still makes her potatoes from scratch and all that good stuff too. So she says her friends at work make fun of her all the time. Like, don't you know instant potatoes have come so far? She's like, no, it's not for me.
Right. Wow. What a gift.
Yes.
I mean, that's like really, truly a gift that I couldn't imagine.
She does do a good job, and I will say I'm happy to reap the benefits, but I don't personally have a whole lot of time to make any homemade noodles at this point in my life, but maybe someday I can aspire to homemade noodles.
They probably wouldn't even think about it myself. I know. Trying to entertain the thought gives me a headache right now.
Okay. Right. Well, it's one of those things you can pick up for 99 cents, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of like,
You know, just like frozen vegetables anymore, you know, like, well, okay, I don't have time for this, but I have this in the freezer, right?
Yes, that's true. We just have to try to be mindful of the nutrients that's inside of those things.
That's true, so true. And to have fresh produce is also a blessing. You know, downtown, you don't have to run to your grocery stores, and I think about it, people on this side of town, I mean, and farther west,
yes,
you know, where's the nearest grocery store?
Right,
you know,
that's true.
five mm-hmm. miles, 6 miles away, seven That's miles true. And all that. You know?
Yes, cooking with the fresh ingredients does certainly make a difference. Mm-hmm. But also the other thing that's really cool, like you said, as far as availability, that's a great resource. And then the other thing is the farmers market has worked with the health department. And so they do offer, you know, you can purchase with an EBT card. They have the SNAP program. And they even, I'm not positive if this is still in place. So Jim Lavelle would be the gentleman to speak to with the farmers market. But I know at one point they were even offering almost like a double. I don't know how to explain it, but basically if I were to go and purchase one apple with my assistance, I could actually purchase two. Two for the price of one. Right. So, and they were offering that, I know, through the first portion of the season. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's running any longer. Like I said, Jim Lavelle would be the person to speak to there. Okay. And you can contact him. Let me think of the email off the top of my head. I don't know why I'm trying to do this to myself. I believe it's Marion MF. market.com, and you know I probably had that wrong, so if I did, I'll tell you what you can do is email me at manager@downtownmarion.com, because I could easily provide you his email from my handy dandy computer that remembers those things for me.
At least you know your own.
That's right. I got my own down, right?
Your own. That's great. They asked me this. I was calling for something. They said, what's your password? I said, is it a number or a name?
There you go.
You know, and I try to keep one password so I won't forget, you know, and one name. So it had to. I tried the number and it wasn't the number, but it was the name.
Yeah, they always say write it down, right? And then we lose the paper that we wrote it down on.
Right. So I've learned just one number for everything.
Right,
you know,
right,
one name for everything. So, yeah, that's a hint to some people out there who's always looking for that password.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's too funny.
Know, they got different passwords for everything. That's madness to me.
That's too funny.
I can't find it. So what else we got going on downtown?
Well, later this week, we do actually have one more event. So on Saturday, August 18th at 9 a.m. inside of Founders Park, the same place where we host Third Thursday and the Farmers Market, you can participate in Fitness at Founders.
Okay.
So Fitness at Founders is in its second year. And that is kind of my little baby. I started trying to think of things that we could utilize this park for. For example, Third Thursday is the first season that we've had Third Thursday at Founders Park. You know, with that beautiful green space there and the finished park side, it offers so much opportunity. And so I was trying to think of ways that we could utilize that space. And I started reading up on some different studies that I had worked on with the Convention Visitors Bureau while we were working on the Culture Corridor. And so when I was reading through, one of the things that I found was using a park space for fitness classes. And I thought, well, that makes sense. We have a lot of local gyms in our area. We have a great YMCA.
Yes.
And so why not see if we can partner with some of these businesses? And so we contacted them and they were thrilled with the idea.
Good idea.
Yeah. So it averages about two times a month, and we do it June, July, and August. We chose those months simply for the weather. We know we could offer May and September, but you know, then we do get into the sketchiness of having the rain and things like that.
That's true.
And it's easier to create an event when it's consistent. And luckily we have not had to cancel any at this point due to weather. So this weekend we're going to be working with Pure Function CrossFit, which is a local gym in our downtown area.
Oh, really? Where's that located?
They're located on South Main. They're neighbors with the Zucker Building, It's like a business professionals building. They're directly across the street from the health department.
Okay, I know what you're talking okay about. There
you
yes,
go.
Yes,
so
yes.
If you go down, you just walk down a couple more doors, mm-hmm. and you'll be at Pure Function CrossFit, and used to be known as the Rural Metro building.
Okay.
So inside of that building is now Pure Function CrossFit.
Okay.
Yeah, so they do a wonderful job. This will be their second time with us this season. We needed one more space to fill, and they're always so thrilled to work with us, and they get such a good response. All of our gyms certainly do, but I will say that I think that CrossFit is kind of a new and up-and-coming sport.
Okay.
And so I think that people think, oh, I'd like to try that, but they're a little more nervous to try right. something like that. And so what's really cool is at this event, you know, they get the opportunity to try it mm-hmm. and not feel nervous about it
right.
because maybe they're trying it right next to somebody else who's trying it. And yeah. then it's also free, so you're not losing anything. And
not
you get
bad.
To come downtown, you're
yes.
outside, you're kickstarting your morning for Saturday.
Okay.
You're already guaranteed a great weekend that
That's
way,
good.
Right?
Yes, get limbered up.
Yes, so that runs for about 45 minutes, and you know, you're free to stay, you know, as long as you like. If 20 minutes is all you feel like doing, then more power to you.
Okay.
So, but they will end at about 45 minute time period.
Okay, that's good right there too. I like that idea. I'm sure a lot of other people do too.
Yes, I think we have probably, I would say, around 20 to 25 people on an average at those events.
Okay.
And
it's
so
not bad either.
Yes, and this is the last one of the season, so that's another one that's going to kind of make its end to the season
right.
and we've had a great outcome this year, and we're really happy, and I would say we could look for it to come back next year.
That's good. That's
yeah.
good. So do we have any new businesses coming in or
any
old ones
new businesses
that have
yeah.
closed up here recently?
Well, I would say yes, we have both. So we have, unfortunately, sometimes local businesses, small businesses is really the word I should use. Sometimes they do mm-hmm. Have a shelf life. Unfortunately, everything has a shelf life.
True.
And so we will lose businesses from time to time. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes those are for circumstances that just can't be controlled, and
right.
and sometimes it's just that their seasons in life are changing, you
right.
know, everybody's life has phases mm-hmm. and chapters
yeah.
and sometimes there's a close to each chapter and move on. So we did wave goodbye to our good friends at Tags here recently.
I did see
yes,
that.
Yes, and we were sad to see them go. They mm-hmm. Are really they're really kind people.
Oh, yes.
But that's one of those examples to where they just felt like their seasons of life was changing. So they have a young daughter.
Run, yeah.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. They had a good successful business.
Yes, they
simply closed because they wanted to spend a little bit more time with their daughter.
Oh, sure.
So Millie is just a couple years old. I'm probably wrong there. She's probably more like 3. I probably
okay.
shouldn't be quoting anybody's age, but and so
she's a baby.
Yes, there you go. So basically, you know, when you own a business, you're working your business and running your business all at the same
right,
time.
And trying to run your household
and yes,
raise your children.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they came to the conclusion that they really did enjoy their time with us and with what they were doing, but they really wanted to focus a little bit more on Millie. And
okay.
so we were so grateful to have them. And
yes.
And we're also grateful that they're such wonderful family-oriented
mm-hmm.
people. So we wish them well.
Right.
We're sad to see them go, but we completely understand.
Oh,
and
yes.
we do think that that's an appropriate reason.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
So coming up, we have a few coming up. So we've got, I can think of 3 restaurants off the top of my head. So one, the big one that everybody always asks us about is Amato's. So when is Amato's going to open? People love to ask us that question.
What type of food is that?
Amato's is a pizza place.
Okay.
So it's not your typical pizza place. It's wood-fired, and they also have a little bit more of a selection than
okay.
just your typical pizza. pizza. Not that our other pizza shops don't, but it is definitely a different kind of restaurant.
Right.
So that actually, they do have a location in Delaware. And that partnership came from a really cool place. They're also going to be working with North High Brewery. So North High Brewery is a brewing company based out of Columbus. And they were just one of those small companies that just kicked butt and took names, and they're doing wonderful things. And so together those two will work inside of what used to be Park Place, which is on Center Street.
Oh, yeah. So we're gonna have a brewery there too?
Yes, we are. So okay. We'll have two businesses and one there. So they are in the construction stages. They were awaiting some permits, and they've got those now. And so, you know, I'll tell you, as soon as they open, I bet we'll know at the same time, because so that's one that's coming. The next one that's coming is Attaboy's, and so we're really excited about them. Attaboy's actually participated in an event that we hosted last year.
Okay.
That event is A Taste of Marion, which is coming up, so we'll talk about that a little bit too.
Okay.
But Attaboy's is like a Southern comfort cuisine. They are going to be located a little more west on Center Street, so about catty corner from the Palace Theater is where Attaboy's will be located. And they're kind of in the same place as Amato's, where they've just got, you know, they've been working consistently in their building for quite some time. They're doing a lot of the renovations themselves. They're a couple of local guys, and they are just in construction. So they've got tables, they've got their signs up, they've done some really cool things, and so I know we'll be excited for them to open the doors as well. So a third restaurant that I know will be coming will be the Presidential Cafe. That restaurant is gonna take their time. They would like to wait it out a little bit longer to join the crowd. They certainly are coming. We're excited about that. They've shown their presence to downtown Marion, Inc. and talked to us about their planning and what, and they're supposed to be a kind of more fine dining type of restaurant. They do own another business in Delaware called Opa. So it's the same people who own that restaurant. It will not be the same type of restaurant. It won't be the same type of food. But so I don't have a huge amount of detail on their food yet or their opening date.
Right.
Like I said, they want to wait it out just a little bit. You know, they know they've got some other great neighbors opening here soon, and they want to see that through. And so we are excited to say, though, that they will be inside of the Harding Center then.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great
will be a beautiful location. Yes, and how cool is it to have a restaurant inside of what used to be the Harding Hotel?
That's
so
true.
It's just a perfect fit. It really is. So we'll be happy to see them open. So all three of those coming, I think that's pretty cool. A lot of excitement, a lot of movement down here.
A lot of movement.
Yes.
And you mentioned A Taste of Marion. So when's that coming?
So that is in just a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yes. So August 28th. Yes. So A Taste of Marion will be, I want to say, in its fourth year. That started a little bit before me, obviously. So A Taste of Marion actually originated from the chamber.
Okay.
So every year the chamber has a leadership class that rolls through, and each year that class picks a project.
Okay.
And obviously about 4 years ago, that class picked to do an item called A Taste of Marion. So a fun event. And
yes,
so
it is.
It's a lot of it's pretty cool.
I've
There's a lot
there
of
once.
Neat things
it is
there.
Nice.
And
yes.
It's yummy. It is.
Yes, it
certainly
is
tasty. That's for sure.
Yes.
So after they put that on, they saw great success, and they asked Downtown Marion, Inc. if that's something they would like to continue. And, of course, we said yes at that point. So this year, I'll go ahead and read off some of the restaurants we're partnering with. I wrote them down because I have to tell you, I'm just – I would probably forget some, and that would just be terribly bad of me. So I'm going to read from my list here. So
yeah, someone would say, she didn't call our
I know, right? And they say, wait, do they not want us? No, we want you. We want yeah, all of you. Yeah. Trust me. Yes, we want all of your delicious food. Okay, so we're going to have Attaboy's returning. We're going to have Main Squeeze returning. We'll have Andrew's Pastries and Pop Sensations returning. Sans Soda's Fresh Italian will be new to the board this year. The Candy Shack Cafe will be there as well. All Occasions Catering will be returning. The Warehouse, they were there, I believe, the first year that the event took place. Yeah. And then they took a little break, and so they're coming back. We're excited to have them again. Okay. Shirk's Candy will be there. And then we're so thrilled about our last one because it is representation from the county, which we have not had up to this point. So this restaurant is Cooney's Place. They are located in Les Rue. So we open this event up to all local Marion County restaurants. And so we love all of our restaurants, but we want people to know that we support the entire community. Right. And sometimes it's easy to forget when we are so focused on downtown. So that's true. Super excited when they said, yes, they're coming. We were like, score, we got somebody. That's so cool. So they're excited to be there. We're excited to have them. So Attaboy's last year won the People's Choice Award. Okay. So that was kind of exciting for them. Main Squeeze has won an award last year. Andrew's Pastry also had won an award. I know in the past, the Candy Shack Cafe has won. And then also Shirk's Candy has won in the past. Okay. So we've got some pretty cool competition going this year. I think that's going to be really awesome. So those awards that I'm mentioning are pretty neat as well. So there's a $200 award in three different categories.
Okay.
So those categories are, I just want to make sure I'm saying this correctly. So the categories are called Marion's Most Savory Bite, Marion's Sweetest Treat, and then the People's Choice Award, which is we call Marion Made.
Okay.
Right. So those three are pretty neat. And then the first two, so the Savory Bite and the Sweetest Treat, are chosen by a set of judges.
Okay.
And we do try to make those local foodies of some sort. So they have some sort of food background, whether they've been chefs in restaurants or culinary programs or won contests themselves of some sort. So we make sure that they have something to go off of. It's not just like me sitting there saying, boy, I love everything. So they have some form of background. And they have a knowledgeable opinion there. So, and then what we did for them last year was we created a little scale for them, and it's numbered. And so they have three different areas to look at. So they go by presentation, taste, and creativity. And so that's how the judges pick their winner in their two categories. And then the People's Choice is self-explanatory.
That's true.
Come to the event, grab a ticket, get a plate, eat your heart out, and vote on what you liked the best.
Yes. You will have an excellent time there. I really enjoyed it when I went. It's a couple years ago now, I think. But it was so much fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad you think that. Well, hopefully you'll be able to come this year.
I intend to try to make it this time.
Yes. That's going to be at the Palace Theater. The doors open at, I want to say 5:30. And they, you know, I think I'm wrong. I think it's 5:00. That's terrible. Okay. I know. We have so many great things going on, and it's sad I forget some of these details. But to speak frankly, sometimes I do.
Right.
If I'm wrong, please check us out at our Facebook page, Downtown Marion, and that's where all of our event details are. So I want to say that doors open at 5:00, and the winner will be announced at 7:00, and we wrap up by 7:30. So it's pretty quick pace. And you'll also get to see each one of those restaurants then, you know, get to present to the judge. So we set the judges at the front of the room. We changed things up just a little bit since last time you've been there. Okay. So in the beginning, the judges would walk around and go to each table and taste as they kind of went throughout the evening. And so we created a little bit more of a schedule last year. And so this way, the judges are kind of put up in the front, and then the restaurants will go to them and present. And so Paul James is who we use for our MC. He does a good job. He's been thankful. We're thankful that he's donated his time, and he's such a kind person. And so he comes and does the MC. And so you'll get to hear him talking to the restaurant owners and
we're
also
out of time, Clarissa.
Oh, we are. Oh my goodness.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place for the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play I went to the chief. and George Bush didn't quite know what to do. But Bobby just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
Madeline Murray O'Hara, the most hated woman in America, who took prayer out of public school. You know, we had a wonderful, wonderful odyssey there. I would wish it on anybody that I love. This was a fabulous thing that happened to me. 29 years, and imagine what happened during those times.